Mad Radio Sports Radio 610 on a Thursday. We have Screw 'Em coming up at 9 o'clock. All right, Colin Cowherd weighed in on the Texans' loss to the Colts on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Take a listen to this, because this is one of the – this people are upset about Patrick Bet-David. This opinion right here really, really bothered me.
The one team I'm just over with is the Houston Texans. I've never trusted them, but I mean, the things I see with that team drive me crazy. Deshaun Watson picking up, trailing by three touchdowns, picking up a first down and signaling first down. Self-awareness, line one. JJ Watt flexing after tipping balls, trailing by three touchdowns. Listen, you've been to the playoffs three out of the last 4 years, and you've been smoked all three times. Your only wins against Connor Cook, the Raiders' third-string quarterback. There's a reason the NFL puts you on the first game of the weekend on Saturday. They want to get you in and out of the playoffs as fast as they can. Give me a break. I just see too much ego, too many celebrations. You know, congratulations on a meaningless first down. Come on. You're trailing at home by three touchdowns. There's always an excuse with Houston. J.J. Watt's not healthy. We don't have the right quarterback. Jadeveon Clowney's not healthy. You had all three and you embarrassed yourself. I think, frankly, I'll go on the record saying I think the window's closed. I think it's over for Houston. Not because I don't like Deshaun Watson. This irritates me. I think he has great potential. But the Colts have the better coach. Right now, they don't have as good a roster, but they've got the better quarterback, 9 draft picks, $100 million in cap space, and the better general manager. I think this division is going to look a lot like Tom Brady's division the last 15 years, where the Colts are at the top of it, and then, you know, the Texans every few years will get in, and every few years Tennessee will get in, but Jacksonville needs a new quarterback. Tennessee does and doesn't know it, and I'm just not into the culture of the Houston Texans. I see a lot of celebration and a lot of flexing and a lot of this and a lot of that, and I'm just done with it. Like, I am just absolutely over them. And when I see Indianapolis, all I hear is process and team and us and we.
Almost everything there bothered me. Almost everything in there. Well, the wanting them in and out, the ego thing, the culture. Like, is that a local criticism of the Texans? Because I don't think it is at all.
I think there's something goes on with some of these guys where they've been burned by the Texans before by being bullish on them. And this happened.
And so they're angry at
them.
Yeah,
and I think at times this happens with the Chiefs, like through the last two administrations of the Chiefs, where they feel personally scorned by the Texans because they've been bullish on them. And then they ultimately let them down. I'm with that. Plus, it's just Colin Cowherd. Now, Colin Cowherd, like, this has kind of become his brand, the grumpy old man. He takes on Baker Mayfield. I think he would love – oh, this is exactly what happened. Was this after the Deshaun Watson stuff?
After the –
Deshaun Watson is his mark now. So, like, just with Baker Mayfield, like, nothing was better for Colin Cowherd than Baker Mayfield coming in to take him on personally.
Because no matter
how much Baker Mayfield owned Colin Cowherd, like, Cowherd knew exactly what he was doing. Like, even in that interview when Baker Mayfield came in there, I was watching Cowherd, because Cowherd's a bright guy. He's annoying as hell, but he's very bright. He could have – like, eviscerated Baker at several points during that interview, and he never did it, because he knows, like, it needed to be a little back and forth.
More cordial.
It needed to be Baker, like, it was good for Baker to win that, but, like, they're enemies. He sees that Deshaun might be sensitive or susceptible to this criticism. He's angling towards the Deshaun Watson being in studio with him. Big showdown. All of a sudden, everybody from Houston and Clemson and everywhere else attacks Colin Cowherd, but you know what? He's getting clicks.
I don't know if the end game there is really a good one, because I think when we compare a Baker Mayfield versus a Deshaun Watson, who's going to be the better interview? Yeah. This is nothing against Deshaun Watson, by the way. Baker Mayfield is much more vocal and I think definitely more emotional than Deshaun Watson is. I think that's clear. I think everyone would be able to see that. So maybe that's what he's angling for. I'm tired though of whether it's Patrick Bet-David or it's Colin Cowherd focusing on the visuals and acting like the visuals are the issues, where Deshaun Watson signaling for a first down or JJ Watt's flexing, when the actual issues are the Colts are just better than the Texans, and the real question is how much better both now and going forward are they?
Well, that makes sense. What I'm frustrated by is, so Cowherd's focusing on the culture of the Texans, the ego, and I'm reading some of the text here. It's like, I agree with everything Cowherd said. All the criticism he said seemed legit to me. And my question is how?
Well,
I'm listening to Stanford Routes say on In the Loop yesterday that the Texans want more guys from Katie as opposed to Yates. How do we reconcile those things? Do people feel like the Texans culture is one of selfishness? I don't buy that whatsoever.
What's that mean? Guys from Katie as opposed to Yates?
I guess people who are more sort of,
like suburban?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one thing about Deshaun, the one thing I didn't like Deshaun doing the first down signal.
Like, I didn't like it either.
I don't think anyone did.
Yeah, that's where, like, but I'll agree with him that. But, like, that's different between it being that and then are the Texans all about show. I feel like Coward's take is kind of rooted back in the Letterman jacket days almost to where, like,
well,
okay, this is a team. Yeah. Like, Deshaun, JJ flexing, Deshaun doing the first down marker, those are pretty par for the course by NFL teams. That's where I would say he's got this image of the Texans and what they are, what ails them. I get, like, I totally understand people not liking guys celebrating when you're down or anything. Like, I don't agree with it. I've gradually gotten less hardo about that stuff over time, but I totally understand it. But to think that that's the key reason and the thing holding you back versus, let's say, oh, wait a second, Colin. Is the offensive line flexing too much? Is that why they're so bad? Is Sharice Wright flexing too much? No, that's not why Sharice Wright is bad. The problems on that team have zero to do with
that,
whether guys
exactly.
are flexing or celebrating, because
exactly.
none of those guys are ever doing anything because they have very little to celebrate.
Yes.
The thing I focus on with Coward in this and where he's exactly right is that even though the Texans are completely different than they were in 2011 and 2012, to the entire country, especially those who watch the NFL, they are the same exact team until they do something different. And it sucks for us to see that because we know that this team is different because of the quarterback situation, but everyone else sees it differently. And until they actually win, that is the reality.
But this is the problem. This is the same thing as this Patrick Bet David did earlier. And one of our listeners who I like is falling for this because he says, yeah, what he said only hurts because it's true. But this, again, this is what people do, and you have to be on guard for this. People will say something that is true or maybe you agree with, but then they'll use it to buttress a fact or an argument that it doesn't apply to. Like, you cannot like Deshaun Watson celebrating, or you cannot like J.J. Watt flexing. And that's true, and he says that, and you're like, yeah, you're speaking the truth here. But then linking that to why the Texans underperformed and lost to the Colts is where, like, the two are completely unrelated.
It breaks down.
100% unrelated. They couldn't get a pass rush. Like, is DJ Reader not being an effective pass rusher? Is that because he celebrates too much? I'm very confused here. Is it the fact that you have a bunch of 340-pound defensive tackles are your defensive linemen other than J.J. Watt? Is that why? But the reason that they're not getting a good pass rush is because they're flexing too much? It's just stupid. It's nonsensical. If you fall for that, honestly, you got to start examining, like, who am I voting for? Like, why am I voting for them? Like, why am I having my daughter go to this college? Really evaluate your life decisions if you're going to have the wool pulled over your eyes by somebody like Colin Coward.
I'm looking at this, like, the Antonio Brown story, that to me is a situation where you can say, hey, the Steelers have too many egos. They have a big issue with their culture. I don't see that here whatsoever. A lot of people, what they criticize the Texans, like 865 guy texts in and says, I think Cowherd's take is fair as a PSL owner since inception. I feel the same sometimes, Mike. A lot of people criticize this team because they don't fire coaches quickly enough. They don't move on from players quickly enough. They feel like the culture is not ruthless enough. And I feel like there is for people to say that the culture is not ruthless enough, they should be firing more people, and yet the culture is full of ego and people celebrating. I feel that those two things cannot exist at the same time.
Plus, somebody does point out, was J.J. even flexing in that game?
I don't even know.
J.J.'s actually been it's pretty rare that you even see the salute or anything anymore. I think he's scaled way back on a lot of that stuff. A lot of times, like, after his big plays this year, he's actually gone and celebrated back towards his teammates and everything.
Maybe after the deflected pass that was intercepted by Brandon Dunn. I think he flexed after both of his deflected passes. Well, he always does that. Here's the devil's advocate argument to the flexing that Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt did. Don't you want to have the same demeanor that you would in a playoff game that you would if you were winning or if you were in a close game to sort of rally the troops? I do think that...
That's how I've, like, honestly, I don't like people moping because down. Like, I don't understand what part of, like, moping helps you get
doesn't
better.
At all. Yeah, it doesn't because you're not – that means you're not confident and you're not exuding confidence. I mean, like, to my
– It's a Patrick Bet David style. It's yeah. Like, oh, I want everybody else to know that I'm sad about this poor performance, so I'm going to, like, be sure everybody sees me mope. Like,
right.
Screw that.
That's horrible. That's that's contagious. And not that high school football matters, but, I mean, I remember when we would lose in a game, I would get like that, and I don't think it helped anyone.
Oh, no, it's bad. I would have fought you. I got in a fight with a
you
guy.
Don't like that.
I got in a fight with a guy in college because I was like, we were down by 14 with like 6 minutes left. And I was like, all right, come on, guys. And he's like, Seth, we're getting our ass kicked. And I was like, yeah. And then I fought him in the locker room afterwards. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I didn't fight him. I shoved him up against the locker and told him he was being a P word.
I like
yeah.
it. How he reacted.
That's good. About it. He agreed.
That's okay. Leadership. Agreed. It's all about masculinity.
I shouldn't have handled it that way. He agreed.
Yeah, you should
have
suplexed him.
He actually felt really bad about
break
it.
Break his spinal cord.
I wasn't like a
too weak.
Yeah.
But the frustrating part about the overall thing is like at some point they have to win some kind of big time game. I don't know how you guys have been, but like I can't even listen to anything nationally this week because I'm like because the Texans are going to get crushed. And you know what? These people are right.
Well, yeah, they should be crushed.
They should be crushed.
And the frustrating thing for us is that we know the team is different, but they're not different nationally. I mean, because they're still losing. They're still losing, and they're not performing on the big stage, and they still haven't made it past the divisional round of the playoffs, and they still are frustrated.
The hardest thing for me is that the rest of the league has moved on without us, and they don't even remember us. I'm surprised
Colin Coward
even said anything. I'm like the girl that gets left. I was like the girl whose husband or boyfriend breaks up with her, like, just as he's leaving off the college, and then, like, 9 years later, he's the young junior senator from Oklahoma, and like I'm stuck in like a crappy trailer, not even like a single trailer, like one of those half trailers, and my boyfriend's a jerk or something. Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Screw him at nine. I was at a dinner last night. People who did not know who I was, like this is the first time. Not that I'm like a big deal or anything, but like
the way you said it, you sound like you're a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I'm not a big deal, but it was their first time meeting me, and they compared me to an actor. And I want to know if you guys agree or disagree with this comparison.
I figure this out.
That'll be in Mad Takes on Sports Radio 610.
Lord of the Rings, that little guy?
Okay. Not the guy from Lord of the Rings.
All right. All right.